When Walker pushed Act 10 through in his first few months as governor in 2011, he called it a tool for local governments and school boards to balance budgets because it took away almost all union bargaining power. But 74th Assembly District Democratic candidate Graham Garfield of Mason, a spring graduate of UW-Superior, says his classmates are hitting the road in search of teaching jobs.
They wanted a job in Michigan or Minnesota where teachers make $7,000 more a year. And without strong teachers from Wisconsin working in Wisconsin, we'll never be able to support the kind of high-quality, world-class education opportunities that Wisconsin has afforded in the past.
His Democratic opponent, Beth Myers of Bayfield, says Walker's push for more vouchers for private schools and Act 10 will chase teachers away.
In this district is the Wisconsin High School Teacher of the Year, Rick Erickson. After Act 10 came down, it will take him 6 to 8 years to get the same pay that he had in his take-home pay before Act 10. That's not how you say thank you to a teacher.
The two debated recently in Ashland. The 74th Assembly District includes Ashland, Bayfield, Iron Price, and small parts of Vilas, Douglas, and Sawyer counties. Incumbent Democrat Janet Bewley is running for retiring State Senator Bob Jouk's seat. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.